6, 2019, my life changed. It was the first day on my first radio show, The Sugar Right Show, on 91.5 FM WMFO. My life changed forever, and everything about it soon changed with the start of my new radio show. Little did I know the journey that it would take me on so far up until this point. From all the laughs, the interviews, and the heartwarming moments, as well as some indelible moments that have taken place in the sports world and the world as we know it as well. Today, on July 11th, we look back on what has been an unforgettable first year of the Sugar Right Show on 91.5 FM WMFO. Over the course of the next hour, we're going to look back at some of the best moments of the show, and as well as some topics and some segments from past radio shows that have made this show so fun and so entertaining to do. Not to mention a moment in time that certainly changed the world, as I was fortunate enough to be on the airwaves to talk about it in detail. And today, it's all about celebrating the one-year anniversary of the Sugar Right Show on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. 1 year talking about sports. 1 year talking about your local teams, the Red Sox, Bruins, Patriots, and Celtics. 1 year of many moments and unforgettable interviews, and 1 year of headlines that have certainly impacted us all. I am very humbled, excited, and honored to welcome all of you today to the 1 year anniversary celebration of the Sugar Right Show on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Hope you enjoy. This is indeed the Sugar Right Show on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Street Farm Radio. Wherever you may be, however you may be listening, thank you for making this show part of your Saturday, as I hope that you are all staying dry, staying safe, and healthy through this pandemic, as we welcome you to the one-year anniversary celebration of the Sugar Right Show on 91.5 FM WMFO, as well as celebrating 1 year being on the Boston radio airwaves. Over the course of the next hour, I cannot wait to share with you and look back on what has been certainly an indelible first year on the airwaves of 91.5 FM WMFO. Plus, look back on some of the great moments of the Sugar Right Show over the course of the past year. You can leave a voice message, 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. For every story, there is definitely a beginning. And a lot of you are wondering, well, Shukri, how did you first get your start at 91.5 WMFO? I'm glad you're wondering. And in fact, someone actually reached out and said, you know, as part of your radio show, you should actually talk about how did you even find out about WMFO and the opportunity that you now have. So without further ado, here is the story. True story. It started in the spring of 2019, and I was at a critical point in my life at the time in which I knew what I wanted to do. I knew I wanted to be a radio broadcaster and a sports talk show host here in Boston, and I just didn't know how. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know, like, which direction to go. And ironically enough, it was a conversation that I had with someone who I was dating at the time that helped steer me in the right direction in more ways than one. And I remember there were people that I reached out to on Twitter. I reached out to several people in the sports media business here locally, and only one person has actually gone back to me. One person did. And that person was Bob Soucy,
the radio play-by-play voice of the New England Patriots on 98.5 The Sports Hub. And we had our phone conversation not long after. We spoke about maybe 45 minutes, and it was the start of our relationship, a friendship, more than it is than a mentorship. And fast forward to May 2019. Now, this is all taking place during the Bruins' run to the Stanley Cup Finals. And one afternoon, I see a post that was made by a good friend of mine, Peter Narijan. I hope I said your last name right. Pardon me if I didn't. I saw a video that you posted from the station. And I said, that's interesting. So I decided to do my own homework and to look into the station as to how do I join? What do I have to do? And so forth. And I'll never forget it. I'll never forget how all of that really began to change gears in more ways than one. And I remember an advice that was given to me by Mr. Sosi, who truly could not have been more gracious and more incredible to me throughout all of this. And he said to me at the time, you know, because at that point I was really beginning to consider leaving Boston back in June of 2019 to pursue opportunities. But given that I had no experience being on air as a solo sports talk show host, my options were limited. And I'll never forget the advice that he gave me. And he said, you know, I don't know what your situation is, obviously just talking about at the time, but I recommend that you look into different types of radio stations across locally and see what may be available. And I did exactly just that. So I reached out to the program director at 91.5 FM WMFO and asked about and expressed my interest in joining the radio station. And the program director sent me an email, you know, to talk about describing myself and as well as the type of show I was looking to host and so forth. And I remember all of that to this day. And even what's more amazing was that when I got the email saying that, hey, like this summer, we're going to be doing trainings and so forth. And if you're interested in hosting your own radio show, this is your opportunity. I'll never forget that. I'll never forget that. And I had an amazing trainer, and I got to give her a shout out. And this person's name is by the name of Kayla Evitabil. Again, I hope I said your last name right. Forgive me if I didn't. It was Kayla who trained me, who took me under her wings, actually, so to speak. And she sent me the email about the checklist, you know, learning how to run the boards and some of the technicalities that go into hosting a radio show. And I'll never forget it. I'll never forget her. And I had to make sure that I include her as I talk about my story as to how I became involved in landing my own radio show at 91.5 FM WMFO. So the process took about a week or two. And I remember when training was done and I got the email from the program director saying, congratulations, you've completed training. You are now part of WMFO. And I'll never forget it. I'll never forget the feeling. And I had such an amazing feeling of, oh my God, here I am about to host my own radio show. And if you had told me back in February 2017, when I first moved to Boston, that this was going to happen, I will be the first one to tell you that I wasn't sure. I wasn't sure because there were days I really wondered, is it going to ever happen? And if so, how was it going to happen? There was a lot of questions. And I remember most vividly asking just a short time after I got the email saying that you now have your own radio show and so forth, just paraphrasing. And I asked, so when can I start? And I decided that July 6th, right after the 4th of July holiday, was going to be the day that I start the show. And that day was a day I'll never, ever forget. It was my first ever radio show. I'm not going to lie. I was beyond excited, driven, and just wanting to get better. I knew it was my first radio show. And certainly, I had my growing pains. I'm not going to lie to you. And in fact, the final clip that I'm going to play for you now is an indicator of how I sound like during my very first radio show on 91.5 FM WMFO and my very first broadcast. And I tell you, man, that I have some growing to do. And this clip is from July 6, 2019, my first radio show, 91.5 FM WMFO. This is what I used to sound like, not to mention the topic that I talked about during that segment.
I can't help but think about how far this team has come, especially when we talk about the Bruins, where they were at the beginning of this season. We talk about, especially now, especially when we talk about, here we are on July 6th in the aftermath of the season that had just ended. And what's remarkable about all of this is that this was a team that went through a lot. Went through so much adversity in terms of guys going down due to injury and guys stepping up big time. And it's truly remarkable, and it's amazing that we saw the levels of depth that this organization has. We saw guys like Sean Corrali, who has become such a highly important and fourth line center. And you saw guys like Charlie McAvoy, a young talented defenseman who we really all got the chance to watch really blossom even more as becoming the clear heir apparent to Sedano Chara when he retires, to being the number one defenseman in Boston for the Bruins. We saw guys like Chris Wagner, who stepped up big, especially during these playoffs. When we talk about guys making sacrifices, blocking shots, getting in front of the net, doing whatever it takes to win.
That segment was from July 6, 2019, and I was looking back on the 2018-19 season that had just concluded barely a month prior, and I remember just that during that segment, that clip I just played from that very first radio show, it was just like, dude, talk about being nervous and as well as just, I guess, trying to get all of the thoughts out of my mind and what I wanted to say. And it just feels as if it was almost a difference, if you will. And I look back on that, and I look back on that radio show, and I can't help but just think to myself, oh my God, you want to talk about a difference a year makes? That is it. And I'll never forget feeling after the end of that radio show, feeling as if that, wow, I just did my first radio broadcast, and it was amazing. It was truly amazing, but I felt like I had a lot to learn. I had a lot to improve upon. And I understood there's a process. It wasn't going to happen in one show. It wasn't going to happen in a week. It wasn't going to happen in a month. But it's a process. And one of the best advice that I received from my mentor, Mr. Bob Sosa, he's the play-by-play voice of the New England Patriots on 98.5 The Sports Hub. He mentioned that, you know, it's about repetitions, getting more reps. You get more reps, you get more practice to get better at what you do. And I needed the reps. And there are days and there are times that I would come in on a Sunday. I would fill in and, you know, do pick up a show and just keep getting better. Keep getting better. You know, practice makes perfect, right? And that's what it was all about. And that's still to this day, that's what it's all about. Case in point, I came in on Sunday, July 14th. Yes, Sunday, July 14th. And I did a fill-in radio show that day, and I needed to practice, and I wanted to practice because, simply put, I needed to get better on the air. I needed to get better behind the mic. And this is a clip here, what I'm about to play from that show, Sunday, July 14th, 2019. This was week two, being at 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, doing a fill-in show, and this is what it sounded like.
Welcome back. This is the Shukri Wright Show, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tusk Street Farm Radio, filling in for Dead Air today until 2 o'clock. You can call into the show at 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. We're talking Red Sox baseball and, I mean, anything sports, really, at this point in juncture. We had a caller call in during the last segment talking about boxing, as a matter of fact. And it's definitely a lot of fun to talk to. So I definitely look forward to the calls come in. Don't be afraid. Anything and everything sports related is on the table. And I can definitely do my best to have a conversation that's definitely not only entertaining, but also informative as well. So yesterday, before the Dodgers and the Red Sox played last night, the Red Sox went out and acquired Andrew Cashner. They went out and got a fifth starter that not only would slot right into the number five spot in the rotation, but in all hopes for the Red Sox that they would hope to get innings and not only quality starts, but filling a key part of the rotation that frankly has not gotten the job done at all this season.
That clip was from Sunday, July 14th. That was a fill-in radio show I did that afternoon. And even then, like, being so new to this, it was a lot of, you know, like growing spurts or growing pains that I went through that I needed to get better at. And, you know, when I look back on the one-year anniversary of the Shukri Wright Show, I look back on, you know, some of the clips of what I used to sound like versus what I sound like currently at this point in time. And I'll be the first to admit, I am my worst critic. And on top of that, I can hear a difference. You know, I can hear a difference in terms of what I sounded like back then, unedited. I also have to mention that as well, not edited at all, versus what I sound like now. And I think it's super interesting when you think about that clip at that time, July of 2019. This is about a couple of weeks before the trade deadline last year. You think about where the Red Sox were at that time. They were the defending World Series champions, and that was a team that had its fair share of issues. They didn't address the bullpen. They weren't getting anything out of the number five starter in the rotation. So there was a lot of, you know, turmoil, so to speak, for what turned out to be a pretty frustrating season for the Boston Red Sox. But as we fast forwarded to August, and the first show that we did in August, I remember, I had my first live interview with Antoine Staley. He was the first guest that I interviewed on the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM WMFO. And I'm telling you, as much fun as I had doing this show, it was even more fun to even go back in my archives of shows that I downloaded and saved just to, you know, to be able to go back on and look back on. But to be reminded of that yet again was pretty cool. And this next clip is from Saturday, August 3rd. It's from Saturday, August 3rd, 2019. And by the way, this is an important note to make for those who are new to listening to the program. When the show first started, It used to be from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. on Saturday mornings. It used to be from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. on Saturday mornings. And then in the fall, it made the move from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Saturday afternoons, which turned into Saturday nights when the time changed and so forth. But in any case, this clip coming up next is looking back on my first ever live guest I had on the program, which was with Antoine Staley. And this was from Saturday, August 3rd, 2019. Enjoy.
To the Shukri Wright Show. This is Shukri Wright, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tulsa Reform Radio. And we are joined on the air now with Antoine Staley of Athlon Sports. And thank you for joining in this morning, Antoine. How's it going, man?
All right, Dan. How are you doing?
Can't complain. You know, football's back. And I got to admit, just watching the Hall of Fame game on Thursday night definitely brought back excitement as for another NFL season coming up. I got to ask you, what is one headline that already has captured your attention this NFL training camp? For me, it certainly has been the ongoing building of chemistry between Baker Mayfield and Odell Beckham Jr.
I think the Browns are definitely interesting team to look at in that dynamic. You got a lot of personalities there, a lot of new parts, also new head coach there, Freddie Kitchens. So I'm definitely interested to see how that's going to work out. For me, also, I think it's some of the holdouts as well. You talk about Ezekiel Elliott. I do think that's going to get solved. I don't think that's like the Melvin Gordon situation where it seems like the Chargers and him are heading towards the divorce. It's just the timing's really bad. Obviously, training camp, the preseason is about to start up, and the Chargers are also a team that's contending for a Super Bowl bid. So, yeah, I'm curious to see how that's going to end up. Obviously, I don't think that's going to end up with well, but yeah, I think those are the two headlines that kind of grab my attention to work well. And some of the other holdouts in the league there as well. I was a holdout too as well before they got a deal done there as well. So yeah, that's really caught my attention this last summer.
I'll be the first to admit, I was nervous doing that first radio interview, and it showed. And it's actually the first time in almost a year that I've actually gone back to listen to it. And I was just like, my goodness, darn, man, was I nervous. But even more what's interesting about it is when I listen to that clip and you hear about and you remember that Ezekiel Elliott held out, Melvin Gordon held out for the Chargers, and as well as the Cleveland Browns and Baker Mayfield, you know, working on this chemistry with Odell Beckham Jr. And I thought it was super interesting how at that time the Cleveland Browns were that team that was going to be must-see TV. You know, this is going to be a contending team in the AFC this year. Yeah, we all know how that played out. We all know how it ended in Cleveland. And needless to say, it didn't work. It didn't work out. I mean, who's to say that it may or may not work in 2020, but at that time, when I did that interview on August 3rd of 2019, it was like, oh man, the Cleveland Browns, listen, they got a much improved defense. Offensively, they had just acquired Odell Beckham Jr. In a trade with the New York Giants. All of that stuff was going to make this team must-see TV. He's going to be playing alongside Jarvis Landry. You know, all of that was going to be must-see TV. But in the NFL, as we all know, it's not about having the most collections of all pros and Pro Bowlers. If the 2011 Philadelphia Eagles were any indication, super teams in the NFL just don't work at all. If you may remember from last summer, one of the big stories going into the 2019 NFL training camp was Tom Brady's contract with the New England Patriots. Well, what do you know? If you go back to last August, he signed what seemingly was a 3-year deal to remain with the Patriots and finish his career here. But there's a bit of a problem. If you may remember, that it turned out to be a one-year deal at that time, and Brady wasn't happy with the contract. So, on the Sugar Ray Show on 91.5 FM WMFO, on Saturday, August 10th, I spoke about why this deal should, in fact, worry Patriot fans, and why this deal had Brady, at the time, every right to be upset.
Well, what a difference a week makes, right? Well, this morning, it's great pleasure. Those who haven't heard, and I'm sure everybody's heard about it by now, but for those who haven't, somehow, some way, that Brady has agreed to a two-year, $70 million contract extension with the Patriots this past Sunday. So, what are the details? It basically raises his salary this season from $15 million to $23 million. And then, in 2020, Brady is scheduled to make $30 million and $32 million. In 2021. And also, according to Ian Rappaport, insider for the NFL Network, both Brady and the Patriots are amenable in terms of adjusting the numbers if necessary, especially as it relates to the salary cap. So 2 years, $70 million. Woo! Great news, right? Right? Not necessarily. Because if there's one thing that I've realized, and especially looking furthermore into the contract deal, here's the thing. It's actually a one-year deal. What do you mean? It's a two-year contract extension. Wait a minute. Hold up. In actuality, is this. It's basically as any business in sports dictates, is show me what you can do. We're not paying you based on past performances. That's not how we work here. And here's the funny thing. This deal is specifically about 2019 and 2019 only.
You wanna know what's so funny about that clip? That clip, by the way, was from Saturday, August 10th, 2019. Was that at the time, I said that deal was really more of a one-year deal. And at that point, it became the big story here in New England. Is Brady going to stay after the 2019 season? And we talked about it on Nogium, even here on the show, throughout last fall, and even as well as going into the beginning part of this year, after the Patriots were eliminated against Tennessee in the AFC wildcard round. I'm not even going to waste my time to even revisit how the end of the season rather unraveled, because it's just going to harken back some really bad memories as a Patriots fan. But I digress. We're here to celebrate a year on being on the Boston Airwaves today. And in the first half hour, it's been a lot of fun looking back on some of these old clips from past radio shows and so forth. And I got to tell you, you know, one thing that I've really taken great joy in is, you know, just listening to some of the old segments from the old radio shows and past radio shows that I've done and just sit back in amazement and just say, you know, I definitely have come a long way.
I definitely have come a long way, but just forget about talking about myself for a moment. You know, the storylines at that time, especially as it pertains to one, Tom Brady. And Tom Brady himself became the storyline for the 2019 New England Patriots in what turned out to be his final season. Go figure. Who would have known? Who would have known that 2019 was going to be the final year that Tom Brady would play in New England? Well, I actually kind of did warn you, the fans here in Boston, that that could be a possibility. And I got hammered. But the truth is, I kind of had a hunch. Because at that time, if you really think about it, and you look back on that contract, and you, and as you heard in the clip, and as well as now if you remember, because hindsight is always 20/20, right? That really was a one-year deal, and Brady wasn't happy during the 2019 season. He wasn't happy with the contract. He wasn't happy with the receiving situation. He wasn't happy with the situation overall. We all know how that ended. Earlier in the show, I mentioned that the show used to be on from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. on Saturdays. Well, last September was when the change happened. And this is what it sounded like on the very first show of the new slot for the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM WMFO. So this is from Saturday, September 28th, 2019.
Body, this is indeed the Shukri Wright Show. New edition, new slot all together today. Beginning today, we are live on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tusk Free Farm Radio at 5 o'clock sharp. We are live today until 6 o'clock. Beginning today, 1 hour edition of the Shukri Wright Show.
That is the clip from Saturday, September 28th, 2019, of when the show made its shift from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturdays. Now, at the time, it was really, it was a great blessing, and it still is. Because let me tell you something. As much as I love doing a three-hour radio show on Saturday mornings, it is not an easy task at all to get up at 4:15 in the morning on a Saturday morning to get up and do a radio show that early. So when the change came about, I was thrilled because, one, I'm going to be honest, I have my Friday nights back. You know, I didn't have to worry about going back to my house early, going to sleep early so that I'm rested, I'm not tired, I'm not groggy on the air. And on top of that, I didn't have to worry about having to take an Uber or a Lyft to the station because the T wasn't running that early. But again, those aren't complaints. There's just looking back on the difference in terms of the time and all of the intricacies that went on behind the scenes that people didn't know about and what people didn't even realize. That's really what it all comes down to, you know? You know, just looking back in retrospect. And the following month in October, it was a pretty eventful one. It was an eventful one all the way around. Because, you know, the Bruins started a new season. You know, I had my birthday. But in terms of the radio show, I had something pretty interesting happen. I had a group of super fans called the Bruin Avengers come into the studio for a live show. They were in studio the entire show. And this is from Saturday, October 19th. They were in the show to talk about an event. Either way, it was for a charitable cause, and it was such an experience having them in the studio. And this is just a clip from one of the segments that we did together in studio that day, that afternoon. It was truly unforgettable. We had Big Chief Wanna Make Him Cheer with his son in studio, and Bruins Cowboy, my good friend Mike Pinta, in the studio. This is what it sounded like on one of the segments from that show. That was, again, this is from Saturday, October 19th, 2019. Enjoy.
So I went downstairs, waiting, and I'm like, where's the entrance to the radio station? And they're like,
I don't know.
I'm like, the door's locked.
Yeah, we did the same thing.
Yeah, like,
some girl had to let us in.
Yeah.
My good friend Mike Penta, please tell us about your character for the Bruins Avengers, and how did you first become part of it, or were you one of the original founding members of the group?
Well, I've been a season ticket holder for well over 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
About 08, when Cam Neely retired, I ended up, I had a cowboy hat on.
Nice.
They gave out pins that night. Mm-hmm. So it went from there. I just kept on adding pins and pins. Then a buddy of mine, Joe, who sits with me,
yeah.
We decided a group of us
mm-hmm.
Would get together, and we had the vests made up in that sense.
Yeah.
And we just, we ran with it. We literally ran with it. The Bruins themselves noticed it. Jacobs has come up to us.
Mm.
And all the players. So, I think about 2 years ago, the Bruins did a, like a search, almost like a star search.
Mm.
And I ended up being picked the winner for that.
Nice.
And I was put on the Today Show.
Wow.
I had an article posted in the Globe.
Oh, that's amazing.
And then they started, I went to a professional photo shoot with Brian Babineau, who's the official photographer for the Bruins.
Mm.
And we did photos and videos, and the following year I was actually, had my own commercial at the Garden. And
wow.
Yeah, and when all the season ticket holders would get their packet that year.
Well, that's amazing.
That was Mike Penta, the Bruins Cowboy, who had joined the show that day, a little late. Again, this clip was from Saturday, October 19, 2019. But there were other members of the Bruins Adventures who was in the studio. Matty Ice was there, as well as, you know, Big Chief Want to Make Him Cheer as well. And this is basically the next clip I'm playing. It's also from that same day, but they were basically talking about the charity event that they had the following week, which was on Saturday, October 26th. So here it is. Again, this clip is from Saturday, October 19th, 2019. Enjoy.
A couple of members here in studio live right now. For those that just tuned in, one of the members just came, so I want to allow themselves to reintroduce themselves to you and to the audience. I'm starting with you.
It's Big Chief Want to Make Him Cheer.
Yep.
And the Bruins Cowboy.
Yep. And
hi everyone, I'm Matty Ice.
Matty Ice, a pleasure to meet you. And in fact, I have a caller calling in right now.
Yes, Old Time Hockey that just called in, so I want to put him on the air now.
So thank you so much for calling in, Old Time Hockey. Welcome to the show.
Well, thanks for having me.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
you guys are doing a great job. Sound terrific on the air.
Oh, thank you so much. Although I thought I was a little out of breath earlier because I was like, I can't have one of my guests waiting outside the door. That's how rude of me, damn it. Like, but other than that, I'm a lot more calm, relaxed, and so far, I gotta be honest, I'm like beyond thrilled and very, very excited to have you guys on here with me. And so tell me about your character, Old Time Hockey, and how did you find out about the Avengers group?
Well, by Mike Penta and the Chief just this past summer,
mm-hmm.
We're putting this together and asked if I wanted to join. And like those guys, we had a lot of time on the Jumbotron, and I just thought this would be a great opportunity to share the Bruins craziness with everybody. And then the Chief has taken this to a whole new level, which I'm very proud to be part of.
That's terrific. Now, next Saturday, and as you'll be a part of as well, for the event at Weston Johnny's in Boston.
Yep.
What is one thing that you're most certainly looking forward to in terms of the event? Whether if it's like interacting with other Bruins fans, especially given that the timing of it can be more perfect, especially before a major game against the defending Stanley Cup champions, the Blues, that night as well. So what are you most looking forward to?
Well, I'm most looking forward to watching the kids enjoy themselves and getting to meet us. They always have a terrific aura
yeah.
when they see us, and that's just fantastic. It's to work for the Lions.
Now,
in the daycare,
mm-hmm.
the kids enjoy it. Always been.
You're breaking up a little bit. So nice, nice.
Yeah. Yeah, but working with the kids when I worked with the YMCA was always fun, and this is just taking it to a whole different aura of the Bruins family, really.
That interview was one of the more terrific
in-studio interviews that I did in 2019, in October 2019. Now, the remainder of the year, it really was absolutely fabulous to be on the airway, especially with the Bruins season getting into full swing. You know, the Patriots, early on, they were looking good. But then, obviously, after that 8-0 start, you know, they finished their year 4-4. And then, you know the rest of the story. You know, the Red Sox, they would go on to, hire Chaim Bloom as a new president of baseball operations for the Boston Red Sox. And, you know, and the Celtics would start the new season, you know, with new faces, you know, and this concert coming on. But the big signing of Kemba Walker definitely paid dividends very early on. So as we moved ahead to 2020 on the radio show, you know, there was a lot of things that I was really looking forward to in 2020. You know, like those, some of the big storylines was going to be Tom Brady, is he going to stay? You know, like another big story was going to be, how will the 2020 Red Sox look? You know, is Mookie Betts going to get traded and so forth? And all of those things. And can the Bruins make their push for the Stanley Cup after falling oh so short? And I got to tell you, what we didn't know was that 2020 was going to get off to such a rough start. And I'm not talking in terms of just sports, but the world as we knew it. On January 26, 2020, Kobe Bryant and his daughter, his 13-year-old daughter Gianna, and seven other members of the basketball team, which included the pilot, all perished in a helicopter crash. And coming on the airwaves that Tuesday, January 28th, was not easy. I did a 3-hour tribute radio show to Kobe Bryant that day. And it was one of the most difficult radio broadcasts that I've ever done. In fact, I think it's, in fact, the most difficult, considering the emotions and the raw emotions that we were all feeling at that time when Kobe passed away, along with his 13-year-old daughter. So the next clip that I'm going to play is a clip from that radio show, from that broadcast, and this is from Tuesday, January 28th, 2020, the Kobe Bryant Tribute Radio Show. I hope you enjoy.
The one thing I'll say in terms of Kobe is that Kobe's place, and we'll talk about this throughout the 3 hours in spades, in pieces and so forth. Kobe was that sports figure in which that we heard about the Mamba mentality. We heard about his unrelenting drive to want to be the best at what he was pursuing in his craft. And I gotta tell you, he did a damn good job of laying in a foundation and setting the groundwork and then some from the time in which that he came into the league and he saw how much Jordan had impacted the game of basketball. And without question, Kobe Bryant was, without question, the second best basketball player that I've ever saw after Jordan. But he's right there next to him. He's right there. This is bigger than sports. This is bigger than what anything that I've ever experienced in terms of sports-related deaths that I've experienced in my lifetime.
Kobe's death in January 26th to be exact, hit me hard. It hit me pretty hard. And I will admit, like, that week I cried maybe 3 or 4 straight days, where I at least cried once during those days. And I never thought and realize just how much of an impact he had on me as both as an NBA fan, but as well as a broadcaster. And even now when I look back on it, I mean, we're approaching, what, almost 6 months since he has died. And it's not, there isn't a single day that I can honestly say that I haven't thought about Kobe and, you know, what he would think about the state of the NBA, the state of the world as we know it, and all of those things. And, you know, it was a start, it was a rough start to 2020. And on the radio show, we continued on through February, you know, talking to you on the guest in the audience about a variety of different topics. We were talking about, you know, the Bruins, you know, the upcoming trade deadline, and, you know, what were the Red Sox going to do? You know, the Red Sox were about to start spring training. And also, don't forget the scandal that rocked Major League Baseball, including that involved the Houston Astros and the Boston Red Sox, in which Alex Cora was fired, and they hired Ron Renneke, and as well as the trade that included Mookie Betts, in which he and David Price were traded off to Los Angeles. How could we ever forget that? How could we ever forget that? So 2020, not off to the best of starts in the sports world, locally and as well as globally. And interestingly enough, we thought that, well, this possibly can't get any worse. Hold my beer. Because what happened on March 11th changed everything. And when I say changed everything, I mean changed everything. Rudy Gobert had tested positive for the coronavirus, in which days before he was seen coughing, wiping down microphones, and as well hugging teammates after making mockery of the coronavirus. At that point, it had become a real thing, a real topic of discussion, and it became very much a concern where they were preventing media having access to locker rooms, both the NBA and the NHL and whatnot. But March 11th, they decided that they were going to shut down the NBA season indefinitely. And on March 12th, 2020, I had the privilege of being on the airwaves to talk about this story and to break news of what was to come during that day. So here we go. This clip is from March 12th of this year, 2020. The day that the sports world came to a screeching halt. I hope you enjoy.
This is not coming to you under very special circumstances at all. So the clip you heard was 11 hours ago when the announcement came down from the NBA that they were going to be suspending the 2019-2020 season indefinitely. This is something that is absolutely unprecedented. And frankly, this morning, I hate to break it to you, for those who have been taking this lightly up until this point, this is no longer a joke. I hate to be the alarm for you, but this is no longer a joke. This is no longer to be taken lightly. And frankly, the NHL is going to be next. So the news that has broke since last night is that there has been a second player in the NBA who has tested positive for the coronavirus. And that is Utah Jazz teammate Donovan Mitchell, along with Rudy Gobert, who tested positive. That started its immediate decision by the NBA to suspend the season.
Yeah, talk about a crazy, what's going to be 4 months now. It is, in fact, 4 months since that fateful night of March 11th. And here we are 4 months later. We still don't have sports, but however, baseball is coming back. Good news. The NHL is attempting to come back. Good news. The NFL is still up in the air, but right now all systems is go to start the 2020 NFL season on time. But that night, at that time, it was definitely the first time that I realized personally the seriousness of the situation. And as we all know, what would end up happening that day on March 12th, Major League Baseball would suspend operations indefinitely. The NHL would suspend its operations and its season indefinitely as well. As mentioned just moments ago, they are restarting the season. And training camp is scheduled to start on Monday, July 13th. So with all of that being said, it had been quite an eventful few months. And the coronavirus had impacted me and this radio show directly due to the fact that the station and the powers that be decided that on March 13th, it was going to be the last time that I was going to be on the airwaves. And last time that the station in itself was going to be doing any live broadcasts from the studios. And that in itself was surreal. It was a moment in which that I began to really reflect on what's next. No one knew what was next. I didn't know what was next. I didn't know what was to come. So going into that final live broadcast of the Shukri Wright Show on Friday, March 13th, there was a lot that was in the air. There was a lot that was very much on my mind. But I do remember, and I have the clip here from Friday, March 13th, the very last few moments of the live broadcast that I did of the Shukri Wright Show live on 91.5 FM WMFO. Again, this clip is from Friday, March 13th, 2020. Enjoy.
July 6, 2019. Now, this is not a goodbye, so I'm not going to let this message sound as if it's a goodbye or whatnot, but considering the situation that is at hand and everything that's going on right now, I think it's appropriate that we really take everything into proper perspective. This isn't about me. These is about the people who are the most vulnerable right now in feeling the grunt of this massive situation. This isn't about the media being overly hyping or hyping the situation for more what it is. This is something that needs to be taken as seriously as it needs to be. There are people and there are lives who are depending on the paycheck in which that they earned. And I'm not just only talking about the athletes. It's the everyday man that you may know. It's the every man and woman who work at these arenas, like myself and yours truly, who work at TD Garden. It's the people who have families, who have children to feed. So for every person that you may know out there who work at the Garden, who work at any arena across the NBA and the NHL, and even MLS, even MLS as well, it's something to absolutely think about. Think about these families. What are they going to do over the course over the next month and so forth? Now, as for the show, for those that know me and have known me well, this is something that I've been very passionate about, that this is my dream. And as much as it may hurt right now that we're going to have to go on a hiatus, please do know that I will be back, and we will all here at WMFO be back bigger and better than ever once we get through this situation. But for right now, the biggest and the most important thing that I can ask for, and that I'm sure other radio hosts and personalities and DJs can ask for, is patience and understanding that it's not just about you. It's not just about I. It's about all of us in a community in which that we live and a part of a greater community at large. Lou and Everett, thank you so much. Mike and Medford, thank you so much, gentlemen, for being part of this show and for calling in. I will never forget this and what you two have done this evening. I really do appreciate that from the bottom of my heart. I love you guys. Thank you so much.
Anytime. We love you back.
Anytime. Love you back, brother. We're always here for you.
Absolutely. Much.
We'll be here when you're back, too.
Absolutely. Much appreciated. Thank you so much.
Shout out to Bruins Cowboy Mike in Medford, who called in, as well as Lucky Lude, a Boston Celtics super fan, who called into the show, the last live radio show, the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM WMFO on Friday, March 13th. Very special moment there, as you heard. And here we are on July 11th doing a radio show of remote broadcasting style. And the day that we were able to return and elected to return on the airwaves, it was special. It was meaningful. You know, this is something that I absolutely love very dearly. And for those that don't know, being a radio broadcaster is something that has always been a dream of mine. I've been very passionate about this since I was very young. And even now, as we look back on what has been a crazy year so far in 2020, Tom Brady's no longer a Patriot. Mookie Betts is a Dodger. Sports aren't being played right now, but they are coming back. MLS returned, you know? I mean, just on Thursday night, they had a drive-in for about 100 cars on the field of Gillette Stadium just to watch an MLS game, which involved the New England Revolution. So sports is coming back. We just got to be patient. Just got to get through this. And also, I also want to take this time left to say a reflection. And I want to speak from the heart here. This past year has been an unbelievable journey so far. From everything that you heard on this show, the clips, you know, from my segments early on in my radio broadcasting career to now, all the way up to now, which include that last clip from the last live radio show that I did prior to the station shutdown of live broadcasting due to COVID-19, it's been nothing short of remarkable, you know? And during this process, I've been very fortunate and blessed to have had the opportunity to do a podcast. And I've been doing this podcast now for, let's say, about 4 months now. And it's been nothing less and nothing short of absolutely amazing. The guests who I've had on, the Brian Andersons, the television voice of the Milwaukee Brewers, the Bob McElligott, the radio voice of the Columbus Blue Jackets, to the most recent episode of the podcast, which came out on Thursday, where Bill Daughtry, he's a New York sports radio icon and legend, he came on the podcast. The podcast is going strong, and it's also the home of every single radio show and broadcast that I do, live or remote broadcasting. You can find it and listen to it on demand. In about the 90 seconds that I have remaining, I want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart to my mother, who has been my biggest fan, my biggest cheerleader in all of this. I want to say thank you to all of the listeners who have listened in to the radio show and allow me to have some sort of an impact and to be able to grow alongside with you. I want to say thank you to my very best friend, Alana Spruill, who has been there for me and with me every step of the way. I want to thank all of my guests who have come on the radio show throughout this journey, and it's been nothing short of absolutely amazing. And I want to thank all of you, the fans, the Boston sports fans, who have listened in and tuned into the show to talk about what I absolutely love the most, and that's talking sports. I'll be back again next week to talk to all of you about the latest news and storylines across the Boston sports landscape. The Patriots, Cam Newton, is he really going to be the starting quarterback? The Red Sox, they're on track to return to Major League Baseball, and as well as the NHL potentially restarting. Hope you enjoyed. This is the Shukri Wright's 1 year anniversary radio show, 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. This is Shukri Wright saying thank you, and I'll talk to you guys next week. Have a good one, everybody. God bless. Peace.